Two Sedalia residents have been charged with multiple drug-related felonies in Pettis County. Probable cause statement says authorities allegedly observed two different people purchase baggies of marijuana from a vehicle on January 19th and 31st, with one of the buyers reportedly being a minor. The occupants of the vehicle have been charged. According to online court documents, 23-year-old Nicholas Huerta has been charged with a Class B felony for delivery of a controlled substance to a minor, and 20-year-old Whitney Martz has been charged with a Class C felony for delivery of 35 grams or less of marijuana or synthetic cannabinoid to a person less than 17 years old. Huerta has been charged with three more, and Martz with two more drug-related felonies, as well as each with a drug-related misdemeanor. Bond for Huerta has been set at $150,000 and Martz for $75,000, both cash or surety bonds. An initial hearing for each of the accused is pending at the Pettis County Circuit Court in Sedalia. A Fayette resident has been charged with a couple of felonies for allegedly beating up a woman and being in possession of a controlled substance after being booked at a jail facility on Tuesday. According to a probable cause statement, officers arrested 61-year-old Galen Whitley. The woman reportedly complained of rib and leg pain, saying Whitley punched her in the eye, kicked her, and struck her with a cordless drill. According to online court documents, Whitley has been charged with a Class D felony for delivery of or possession of a controlled substance at a county jail and a Class E felony for domestic assault in the third degree. Bond has been fixed at $20,000 cash only. Whitley was due to appear for an arraignment hearing at 9 a.m. earlier today at the Howard County Circuit Court in Fayette. A Bunston resident who allegedly broke into another person's residence and stole medications on December 19th of last year has been formally charged with a couple of felonies in Cooper County. Probable cause statement says Lisa Joy James did not have permission to enter the residence. Online court documents say James has been charged with Class D felonies for burglary in the second degree and stealing a controlled substance. Bond has been fixed at $7,500 cash or surety. Initial hearing for James at the Cooper County Circuit Court in Boonville is pending. A special election is being held in an area county next week. According to a news release, absentee voting is ongoing for the special election in Carroll County on Tuesday, February 6th, at the county clerk's office until 5 p.m. on Monday, February 5th. Extended hours for absentee voting will be from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. tomorrow. All questions regarding absentee voting or other election-related questions may be directed to the county clerk's office at 660-542-0615. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yont.